You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Bottom of Kuf Aleph. V'nei b'shas kan l'madal l'madal. If you have that second column towards the bottom.
Yeah.
This is what we spoke about. That there's an iser to be matil a mum on a b'chor. Like there's an iser to be put a mum on any kachim. So too by a b'chor, there's an iser d'oraisa to be matil a mum on a b'chor tamim. And if a person goes ahead and does it, and is matil a mum on a b'chor, there's a knas that he cannot shecht it and he cannot eat the meat. The question is, what's the nature of that halacha? So v'nei b'shas kan l'madal l'madal m'vur de iser zeh eino rak knas of the rabbanon v'lo konsu b'no. It's not an iser d'oraisa to eat the b'chor after you inflicted it with a mum. It's only an iser d'rabbanon as a knas. Because the person was over an iser d'oraisa of being matal mum and over the lav of tamim tiyah, then the Rabbanan created a knas and said, since you are of iser d'oraisa of tamim tiyah, they gave you a punishment and a fine of telling you now you cannot shecht the b'chor, even though normally a b'chor that has a mum you can shecht. Vayem b'taisus divra maskul, we discussed this last time. Hikshu mi sifri, there's a sifri in re'e, the mavur sham, which seems to indicate this iser to eat a b'chor that a person inflicted a mum on is an iser d'oraisa. Based on the law of lo socho kol to'eva. It says in Re'e, lo socho kol to'eva. And it says, Amar Rebbe Lazar Aymer, Rebbe Lazar says, hamatil mum b'b'chor va'ochlo. Someone who intentionally inflicts a mum on a b'chor and eats it is loike. Is over the law of lo socho kol to'eva. So the sheet of Rebbe Elezer in the Sifri is that if someone is inflicts a mum on a b'chor intentionally, there's an iser d'oraisa to go ahead and eat the b'chor based on the love lo socho kol to'eva.
And it magnifies the iser, because now if it's lo socho kol to'eva, before we said that it only applies if the b'chor belongs to a kohen anyway. But why should, if Yisrael made a mum on a b'chor, you end up being Kohenus to Kohen, that's not fair. So he said, Rashi says it only means a b'chor that belonged to a Kohen, or it was be Yerusha by the Ima. Right. But if it's a Tzofa Kol Ta'eva, the Chor then it would be
suffix,
even
also.
If Yisrael did a mum in his b'chor, but it remains a Ta'eva, then a Kohen can't eat it either.
Like Basu B'chol.
It's not Knas, yeah. So it makes it a much bigger chilek now, if it's an Israel, so Tzofa Kol Ta'eva, Stam Lahatil Mum, because it will include the road of the cases where it's a b'chor of Yisrael.
So the problem that Taisus deals with is the Gemara is very clear it's a din knas, because the Gemara discusses how far does the knas go. For instance, does the knas go to the son, or does it the son who inherits the b'chor, etc. So the problem is, what about the Sifri? V'tertzu, and the Taisus answers that there's another opinion in the Sifri. The other opinion is Acherim Omru B'psule HaMikdashim B'psule HaMikdashim. The other opinion in the Sifri is that the Isser Lo Socho Kol To'eva does not apply to Matam B'chor but P'sule HaMikdashim. So I did not clarify, and I was not clear what P'sule HaMikdashim was. I think I was under the wrong impression. I looked it up, and the Ram brings this down, the Hichlusa, and Hichlus P'sule HaMikdashim, that P'sule HaMikdashim means any carbon that is possible because of any P'sul, meaning a person is Mechashiv in the carbon. The korban is a nirva, roveya. The korban has a mum. And you bring it to the mizbeach and you shecht it. If you then eat it after the zvicha and it's a pasul korban, you're over the iser d'oraisa of lo socho kol to'eva. So when a person goes ahead and is makriv a korban and has a machsheves chutz lizmanoi, so that's pigal. And if you eat pigal, that's an iser kares. However, if you have a machshava chutz l'mkaymai, that is not pigel. It's not an iser kares. However, it passes the korban. If you then eat the korban after any type of machshava haposeles, as long as it's not pigel, because pigel is an iser kares, Does Acherim learn you're over the Isser if you eat the korban, that's a korban puzzle, and you're over the Isser of Lo Socho Kol Toev. So again, that seems to be clearly an Isser Chefza, correct? That's definitely an Isser Chefza. The question is, why would we left last time? Why would we have Lo Socho Kol Toev by Kilayim, Basar B'cholav, right? Psula HaMikdashim, and not by Bechor? That was the question we left ourselves with last time. So we threw around some different answers. The basic approach that we want to take is somehow Lo Socho Kol Toev requires the Isser to be nitfas in the Chefza. Requires the Isser to be embedded in the Chefza. Which is not true, we felt, by Bechor, but it's true by Basar B'cholav, and might be true by other Psulei HaMikdashim. So why would Psulei HaMikdashim have the Isser embedded in the Chefza? Especially if it's a Machshava. If you have a Machshava HaPotzeles, and then you eat the Korban, the Halacha is you get it in Malkus. You overav Lo Socho Kol Toev. Why would that be more of a Toev than a Mum in a Bechor? To me, that's a little unclear. But anyway, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that we paskin like Acherim in the Sifri, who apply the pasuk of Lo Socho Kol Toev to Psula HaMikdashim and not to Matamum B'Bechor. Therefore, the Bavli goes on and says it's only a Knas. And that's why a Kohen cannot eat a Bechor if he's Matal Mum in the Bechor. V'chein das haram kam perik beis halacha zayim chol rishonim, that the issue to eat a Bechor after someone's Matal Mum b'mezid bekavon is only issur knas b'darbana. V'ayim mishlam el tan perik da halacha av b'pizka ha-maschelas v'da sha'achar hesigal ha-re'im Shatom al Rambam Shasavadain Isurak the Rabbanu Mehai Sifri. So it's interesting, some people ask on the Rambam from the Sifri, but the Tosfos has already dealt with that issue, that the Sifri has two opinions. So the Rambam is just posking like our Bavli, which clearly says it's a Knas.
Maybe it's not a Ta'eva, because to be a Ta'eva, it has to be something that has no possible takano to fix it up. But here, if it gets a second one later, it will become a mutter to the behemoth. You have to wait for another moment. Klayim is klayim. There's nothing you can do about it. Basar B'cholav, you can't undo it. But here, there's a possibility that this behemoth will be mutter to eat later. So it has to be definitive behemoth forever. If it's not going to be taken forever, it doesn't ever get to din of the Basar B'cholav.
It's interesting. There is one, there's a machlok, as I mentioned in the Mishnah, how far the Knas goes. According to one man, the Omer, even if there's another mum later, you still can never eat it because you're matom mum. So according to that shita,
that's al knas. Maybe al right. Kedem zarais or something about teiva, it wouldn't be midarais you'd be able to eat it.
Right, midarais you definitely.
Midarais at the level. Midarais at the level, it has to be teiva definitively forever.
That's interesting. Interesting point. Shatom al Aram Shasov Danius Rak Midar Mehai the Sifri, but Evans Bashasti Don Mavur Kane, maybe Bashir Sefer Prichodah Shehisa Gamkin our Aim Bazaar. So it's Dover Pasha, the Bavli says it's not an Issa Doraisa to eat a Bechor Shematal Bal Mum, it's only a Knas Bidurabana. Now we have the steer in the Ram that we left off last time. Ach Divri Aram Sasri Adadi. The problem is there seems to be a steer in the Ram. The Khan Pasha Kishas Dilan, over here in Hichos Bechoris, the Rambam paskins like the Bavli clearly says in Bechoris, they don't usur element derabanan. But if you intentionally inflict a mum on a Bechor, it's only issur derabanan to eat it. The problem was the perek of ches mipsulah mikdashim halacha hey pasuk dekatshim shahuto bahem mum usur min atayra laechol v'loikem ilav delo socho kol toeva. The Rambam says that by all other katshim in psulah mikdashim, after he brought the halacha of the acherim, that all Psulei HaMikdashim that you eat, you're over the Isser of Lo Socho Kol Toev. The Rambam adds to that list not only all Karbanos that you had a Machsheva Poseles, but even a Karban that you were Matil Amum intentionally, which again is over in Isser Doraisa. The Rambam says if you then eat that Karban that you were Matil Amum, you'd be Loika Min HaTorah. So the question is why the Rambam, when it comes to a Bechor, he says matul mum b'mezid is only a knas, but by kachim he gives a general rule that if you're matul mum on any kachim, there's an isur doraisa which has with it malchus from the law of the law of socho kol teiva. ulechalak ben bechor lekadshim minola. In other words, there's a general iser kadshim. Why should that not also apply to bechor? Ayin sham va'ayin chul and kuf tesvav amud aleph. V'kan b'marit al gadzi herik gam ken ma'od bezeh. Maybe b'shem sefer bnei Yaakov. I don't know who that is. Anyone know? Shemiyashchev divrei haRambam. The beperikut chasmim psulam mikdash b'mayri bezman hamikdash. Al ken asum mishum lav the toeva. Aber bechos bechor is mayri bebechor bezman hazeh. Al ken lo asum mishum lav rak mishum knosav. Ayin sham shehitim adavar. V'nich b'kosh shekevan duhu lav ma'ichil gesh b'zman ha'mitr z'man hazeh halo doshin and time of the Quran. So that's the Bnei Yaakov. Now he says l'chayra divrei Bnei Yaakov pshutim, saying the Bnei Yaakov are not mysterious, but rather they're based on this idea that what the b'zman ha'mitr, when you're talking, where I'm talking about kachim, he's talking b'zman based on mikdash, that they're royal l'hakrova. So when a korban is royal l'hakrova, the isad v'matal balmum is an isad oraisa. Over in Balavi, Matam, Mukachim, Ein Sham, Shas, Bechar, Slam, Gimel, Bez, Ram, Perak, Aleph, Mikhos, and Sir, Prayer, Aleph, Zayin. And came Shaykh Shaper, Halav, the Chol, Shati, Afti. Bezman Hazeh, the Matam, Mum, Bukachim, who rocked the Rabbanan, Kavan, the Lachazi, Lahakrava, Ayem, Bavarazor, Yad, Gimel, and Bez. So there's a big discussion about this in the postkim, in the Rishonim, throughout Shas. There seem to be many Gemaras that say, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that if you're matal mum b'kachim b'zman hazeh, since the korban is the animals in a royal akrava, the issur d'oraisa falls off, because the pasuk says tamim tiyel l'ratzon kol mum lo yebo. So the beginning of the pasuk says tamim tiyel l'ratzon, meaning the animal should be pure to be able to be brought, and there should be no mum on it. That's the Isser, that's the pasuk, which is the Isser Dorais to be Matamu. So a number of Gemaras, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, seem to indicate that if Bezman HaZeh, that is in the Hakrava, Im Ke in the Asr Midoraisa.
How do you even Makdash it, Bezman HaZeh, for a carbon?
A person can be Makdash it. The Gemara
for
has
a carbon?
Yeah. If you went ahead, you don't have any animals, do you? But if you had an animal, right? If a guy has a cow in his
human
backyard.
Animals.
If a guy has a cow in his backyard, he says, Harezu Shlomin. It becomes a Shlomin.
Come on, let's make something a Shlomin.
That's the halacha.
I don't understand.
That's the halacha.
But what happens if it gets a mum by itself? Then that Shlomin is Mutta Bachila. It has the same thing as a Bukhar.
Shlomin Mukdashim, yeah. If it gets a mum by itself, then the Gemara discusses what do you do with it? Let's say a guy goes ahead and does it. What do you do with that?
Yeah.
So the Gemara seems to say you let it go ahead and roam before the other sheet is you put a keeper. You put it in a room and you let it starve.
Yeah,
why? Because as long as it's roaming around getting a mum, you're afraid that someone might go ahead and be mishamish b'kachim. You're afraid it's the takala, to have kachim go takala. But if it has a mum, if it incurs a mum, then you pull to it and then you take the money and you zorek the money liyam hamalech.
And then you could eat there, and then you could shop.
Yeah. That's Psalm of Dasha.
I mean, it's a Gemara, I understand, but why is that? That Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabanon because it's not Chazil HaKrova.
I think it's based on the Pasuk. Tamim Tielo Ratzon.
Say that by Chodesh, for example. Chodesh is still lost with the rice, even though it's not Shaykh Mitzvah Chodesh. You say the Yom has to be Matir. Without the Yom being Matir with a special Pasuk, it would still be Asr, even though it's not Shaykh to bring the Omer, the Milcha Chadasha now, we don't
that's
say...
That's the Gemara. The Gemara is like the base of the Pasuk. Tam Tiel Ratzon, Kol Mum Ra Lo Yebo. Right? That's the Pasuk. So it means it has to be Royal Ratzon, it has to be a possibility of Tam Tiel Ratzon, that it could be brought. And only then is there an Issa Dorais to be Matal Mum. That seems to be, many Gemaras are like that.
But it's also the Rabban.
Yeah, so the question is, does the Rambam hold like that? Im ken eino asur midorais, lo nasa bo to'eva. Demutim in ha-Torah al-hata bo-mum, v'rakta rabbanu asur. Al ken eino asur el mishum knas. The assumption behind this is, there's no isur of kol shati after l'cho, or lo soho kol to'eva by isur da rabbanu, correct? Ach be'emes ha-Rambam, medul yodo mishtalim.
So he's saying there's no difference between Bukhar and Kosh.
I think it means his hands are tied. I mean, the Rambam can't go ahead and utilize this chiluk in order to reconcile the Rambam. Why not? Because the Rambam holds the sover the apis manazer matum b'kachim over below sase rak dein lokim. Ayein b'dvarv lahed yiperk almakol yisurim be'ech halachazayim. So if the Rambam holds that Bisman Hazeh, there's also an Issu Doraisa to be Matum Mum B'Kachim, then you can't reconcile the Rambam by saying that Hilchos Bechoros is talking Bisman Hazeh. Vayen Lecha Mishnah Shetoma Olav, Al Kol Panim, Das HaRambam Kainhu. That he feels that it's for sure the Das HaRambam.
So back to the question, what's the difference between Bukhara and
Shulam? Although the Kodah Chazoyniyish and Bukhara Simin Chav Dalet, who seems to interpret the Rambam differently. But according to the Minchas Chinuch's interpretation of the Rambam, there is an Issur D'oraisa, even Bizman Hazeh, to be Matal Mum B'Kachim. If that's the case, then why would the Rambam not have the Issur of Lo Sechol Kol Toeva by Bechor? Even Bizman Hazeh is an Issur D'oraisa. That's the problem. So you cannot reconcile the Rambam with this fancy footwork. Im kein Bizman Hazeh Shayach Lav Zed Toeva, kein do Issur D'oraisa. Now the Minchas Chinuch is going to go off with a whole different approach. And he's going to say, it's a similar approach, but with a little different wrinkle. Meaning, he's bringing all the Gemaras that discuss the issue of Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Asid Lavo. There's a question of, can you still bring Karbanos in the Makam HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh? Based on the idea of whether the Kedusha of the second base HaMikdash is still applicable and still applies to the Makam HaMikdash. So he wants to discuss this issue. Meaning, he feels this question of whether Matal Mum B'Kachim is an Issur D'oraisa Bizman Hazeh would be based on whether there's Kedushas Habayis. So let's see what
Hananiah was doing in Egypt.
What?
Is that what he was doing in Alexandria? When they went down and built the Beis HaMikdash in Egypt?
Well, that's a discussion over there, yeah.
Is that what he was...
They created another Beis HaMikdash because they felt it was Kitchel Shaita, Velola Asid Lova. Meaning if there's no Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, so then bummus. You can be Makrav other places.
Bummus.
So let's see. The Harambam Paragvav Meichus Bechir Alochi Dat Sover the Kedusha Rishon of the Yerushalayim VaMikdash Lo B'Tela B'Shum Pam Alke Makrivim Apul She'im Bayis Paragetes Ma'aser Kamaras Halacha Tesov Posek Da Hashochet VaHamala. The Ram holds there's an Isser of Shochet VaMala B'Zman Hazeh B'Chutz Chayv M'Shum Shchutei Chutz because it's still Royal Akrav. It's Royal Pesach Ol Moed K'Rabbi Yochanan B'Zvachim Kevin the Royal Lavo Lifnim the Makrivim Hayom Gamkein.
Ezra.
Even the second bia that the where there might be a difference because the Mandiyamar holds they say even if you hold kitcha rishona is kitcha l'shaita v'lasid lovai you would agree kedusha shnia is kitcha l'asid lovai because. Kibush, the kibush that Yeshua did was not is not as strong, according to some opinions, as the settlement that Ezra did.
It was lo the kibush talya milsa by Ezra. It wasn't talya kibush. It was if it's talya kibush, so when they got kicked out, so then it was
then it's right. Yeah.
Right.
Al valafi al korcha sever the kedushas hamikdash b'teila al ken ino roy lakrova. Avfli al psak shalo. He's explaining the Rambam Shita that Hatolas Mum Bizman Hazeh is an Issur D'oraisa is based on the Rambam's idea that an even Bizman Hazeh a korban is still royal akrov.
That is b'chol different.
We'll see. I can't solve. He'll say in a minute. I can't solve a ram shop here. Perk al mikolzun zimbech. The over below says say hatos mum apis manas a kevin the roila krova. For the ain lokin the lo brirale. There should be mekomakon kevin the mechusar livnos mizbeach Chavilek tzas mechusur meisa. For Rambam lo motza din zem mefush, akein posk de ain like it. V'leinian isa Torah boru lei, kevin de chazi la hakrava hu isa Torah. V'lo kosher kushes halecha mishnah. V'chol zeb b'chol hakachim. This will be true by all kachim. There's an isa derais in all kachim in matamum. Mashe'en came be b'chor. Of b'chor kevin de kaimalon de b'chor b'chutzot ain makriv mebeis hamikdash. So you should know the halacha of b'chor is bifnei habayis and shlo bifnei habayis. The halacha of b'chor applies any time in any place. However, there is a difference. The difference is that there's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah says, "Va'achalta lifnei Hashem elokecha." Someone help me out. Very good. Masad the Gancha. Right, so there's a hekesh in the pasuk. So there's a hekesh in the pasuk, Maisa to Bukhar. So the Gemara in Temura, it's actually Gemara in Temura Chavalef, learns out, Ma Maiser Eino Mevi Mechutz Loretz, Af Bukhar Eino Mevi Mechutz Loretz. Meaning, a Bukhar Mechutz Loretz has Kedusha, but it's Eino Royal Hakrava. So meaning a Bechor B'chutz Lortz could never be brought to the Mikdash. So what happens with it? You let it be, go out and get an Inkaramum, then you eat it. So. Meaning that Ein Mekablim, and the Gemara says even if you brought a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is they would not accept it in the Beis HaMikdash because of the Hekesh to Meiser. Ma Meiser, right? Eino Mevi Mechutz Loretz, Af Bechor Eino Mevi Mechutz Loretz.
But of course Meiser is not Kaddish, is it?
But there's a Hekesh. It's not the same din, but there's a hekesh, the Gemara says. And the hekesh in the pasuk teaches us wherever Meiser is brought from, like Meiser Sheni is only, let's say, brought from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, so too.
You would say there's no b'chor either. It's any hekesh l'machzor.
By the way, is there ever a rule like that? In hekesh l'machzor? Or in hekesh l'machzor? It's a Gemara. I can't argue with a Gemara. It's a Feresh Gemara and Temura Chavalef. Uh-huh. Therefore, he says you should realize that even though the Shitas Haram is based on the idea Makriv and Afa Bishayim Bayez, it would not apply to a Bechor. A Bechor Bechutz La'aretz is never, right, is never Royal Hakrav. Bechor Zeh Bechor HaKach Bechutz Min Bechor. Of a Bechor Kevin the Kamel and the Bechor Bechutz La'aretz Ein Makriv Mabes HaMikdash Av Shilash L'Kohudish Bechor Mikom HaKach Ein Makriv Notzah Ein Ram Kan Perk Alf Halacha Hei The af bisman by a shini lo no go back to short rumors of mice mid the rice. Im can cave the makish bechol mice. Im can ain ma creven bechor gam came bisman hazeh. I feel a ha nolod bear to swell. Commotion nolod bechutz lords. Caven the ain on nohig mice. Meaning he's saying that this halacha of bechor ain on roilak rava normally just applies to chutz lords. But bisman hazeh and even bisman by a shini, they would not bring a bechor. Interesting. They would not bring a Bechor. The Bechin Chas Chinuch is under the impression the whole time of the second Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, they never brought a Bechor as a Korban. Because since Trumas and Mais was according to the Shita of the Rambam, is only a Din Derabanan, and since there's a Hekesh Bechor to Maiser, just like there's no Chi of Maiser Midarais of Bisman Bayesheni, it's very fascinating. You come out with a very interesting conclusion. The whole time of the Bayesheni, there was never a Korban Bechor. Because according to Minchas Chinuch, a korban bechor is mukash. There's a hekesh to meiser. There was no meiser midrash according to Rambam by Sheni. So too, there was never a bechor. Therefore, bizman hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, im ken ata afapim shemakriv and kol hakotchim the kedusha rishon lo b'teila the gam kishibana beis hamikdash meheri b'meinu mikol makam kol abechorim ein makriven afilu shonold afilu Shenoldu b'zman hazeh b'Eretz Yisrael dinam kamo shenoldu b'chutz la'aretz. Kevin the eino noig ma'isos b'chor. Kevin the eino noig ma'isos b'chor. Gam kei eino noig b'zman hazeh. Af b'Eretz Yisrael. V'kevin do l'chazel l'akrav a klal ein isur Torah b'tolz mum. the law Karina Bay Tamimia. Im Ken Haramab Kanakus Bukharis Mari Bisman Hazeh. The Ain Isr Klaw Minatara. Velo Shaykh Lav the Toeva. Al Ken Osir La Ochlo Rakmishum Kanas. Im Ken Ain Divre Harabim Soisrim, right? The Bukhus Psalay Hamikdash Mari Bukhol Hakotch.
So why do I want to make
1 second? B'chol hakach im kein af bizman hazeh
l'shidosu
oivr al atas mu b'lach al kein loika ha'ochlo mishum lav toiv avol kam b'chus b'chors mairi mi b'chor da'p bizman b'yashini in islatom b'mum elam midrabon al kein lo shayach halav de toiv rak knas drabon.
What's the purpose of the knas? If it's not
called the purpose of the knas is to discourage people from being matal mum.
But why? The only reason the Torah says don't be matul mum probably is because this is really, we want you to be matul mum. Makes it that you can
it's
eat it, that the chulin can go to chulin and the people can eat it.
You will agree that
it's going to be matul mum.
Based on the dash, and then they're going to
forget. I don't understand why you guys are going on time in the Kroy. You're coming with reasons as far as it's partial. Everyone would agree there's an issue the Rabbanan to be matul mum. Correct? It's an issur de rabban. Everyone says it's an issur de rabban, the matal mum. So rabbanan made a knas in order to prevent people from being matal mum, even though it's only an issur de rabban bizman hazeh.
I'm asking, why do rabbanan? Why is an issur de rabban to be matal mum?
That's a separate question.
In bizman hazeh, by a shady, it's never royal a problem. So why do they care to be matal mum? That you have to wait till it gets a mum by itself.
It's for psula and mikdash.
The matal that you can't do a mum on it because now you're taking it out from a possibility of being nikravah al gavim bed. But if it's never going to be nikkel gavim there, because we're talking bias shady, so why do you have to wait for it to hit a thorn bush? It'll be matul mum. What do you lose it? So I've probably said, because when you want to make the shen, that you'll forget. And you'll think that later on, after the bias shlishi, that...
But you're asking another question. So, but then what they should have done is that so in chutz laretz, you should always be able to matul mum. That should be the steger. In chutz laretz, be matul mum, because, you know, it's not chosin lakrom anyways.
In other words, what even bisman should be some Yiddish kaya.
In chutz laretz,
you should always be able to be matul mum.
Yeah, but there, you're talking about rabbanos, you could always give a reason on the rabbanon. You could make a mistake between psula mikdashim and b'charim.
I mean,
and
if they make a mistake between chutz laretz and
Eretz Yisrael. You're talking about rabbanos.
Let
me ask on the rabbanos.
Zera Bechara, the Pesulim Kedoshim.
Okay.
We like to make Zera.
Yes, that's what we do.
There's no doubt that if people were Matil Mum on a Bechor Bekavana, it would definitely create a Takala. You don't think so?
Yes, I agree.
Because of Meheri, you want to visit?
No, because of other Kachim.
Other Kachim.
You wouldn't think other Kachim?
Other Kachim. Yes. Other kachim, even if you makdish in chutz laretz,
for instance, if a person is makdish a shlomim, the person is makdish a shlomim b'chutz laretz, it's royal hakrava.
Right.
It's royal hakrava.
So all I mean is that it's not when you hear that the rabbanim will kodesh you, you did something you shouldn't do, and therefore you be'etzem screwed it up in the etzem din of the be'ema. So we're not letting you ein achote niska. We're not going to let you get away with it. Here it's not that. It's a gzeira otu that. It's a different type of gzeira. Usually when I say, Kainusim, Kainusim, it's not, I'll do this, it's you did a bad thing, we're not going to let you get away with it.
By the way, I don't know why, but you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me a bit, just a thought, like a random thought. This reminds me a bit of the Gemara in Gittin that deals with the Agata Churban Abayas. Who was that? Zechariah ben Avtulus it was?
Of course. Yes, yeah.
Of course, he was very makbid amumim, right?
Yeah.
Says, don't kill the guy. Because someone would say, Hamatil mum is chai misa, right? I think there was something about Moon that got them all.
Yeah. It was
the whole thing. Umar al-Ghazi sham amaylo kos. You see, they wouldn't even be makrivim. If that was a case of pikoch nefesh, they would not be makriv the Moon, right? That's the Gemara there.
Yeah.
No, they wanted that. He prevented that.
No, the first issue was why not be makriv the Korban, correct?
Yeah.
Now, is the Romans going to come and kill us, be makriv the Korban? He said, don't be makriv of the korban. The second suggestion was, fine, don't be makriv, but kill the guy.
Kill the messenger.
Right. So that, it seems there was a cooler. Meaning he didn't want people to think that hamatol mum is chayv misa.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue. Mashadik tek hamat mehamaret al-gazi, sham amaylo kosvaram beferish bizman hazeh. So the question is, if you're going to reconcile the Rambam's talking about b'chor bizman hazeh, why didn't the Rambam say that? Ein zedikta kol kach. The be'emes bechor bechlal kol akachim. Once the Rambam Pesulim Kedoshim says kachim includes everything. V'char kasa bechol Pesulim Kedoshim do'ever alav. U'bechlal hakachim hu tamid. The tamid hu iser tayr lahatamun. V'kan kasa v'dinei bechor hanitzrochim. The bechorim shenolu b'zman hazeh einar asurim b'shum pam mitam to'ev v'kilo chaz lakrava. Rak mitam knas. Shavar al derabbanon konsul chazal. See? It's a knas and iser derabbanon, correct? V'ayen bechol hasugya. Very interesting approach. Now, in other words, he puts himself in a corner saying, either Rambam should be the one to say there isn't an issue of the rights of a Bechor because the Rambam holds Makrib Malf B'Shem bias. Then he says, no, the whole halach of Matalmum, according to those Shitas, that it's not Shaykh B'Zman Hazeh, is based on the underlying assumption that the whole issue of the rice of the Matumum is only if it's Roy Lakrava. And we know that a Bechor B'Zman Hazeh or Bechutz Loretz, even though in bias is not Roy, because if Meiser is not Shaykh, Bechor is not Shaykh, based on a Hekesh. V'yatzam Yizeh LaHaramba, Bechor B'Zman Hazeh Be'eretz Yisrael, Gam Kein Eino Korov. Even, not only Chutz Loretz, but even Bechor B'Zman Hazeh Be'eretz Yisrael, there's no Hakrava. Why? Lo hayom v'lodam lo keshibana beis hamilus meherik bino. Kevin the chumas of maizus eneno gim ha'idna. L'kamen b'mitzvahs mu meherach
t'binyam. That's madna.
What?
V'gam lo keshibana beis hamilus meherik yameinu.
Well, this is based on what I said before. His shita is that the whole bayis sheni, there was never a korban before brought. Correct?
Okay, that's because you didn't have rover of the population.
You didn't have bias kolcha.
When we talking about meher yibana beis hamikdash meher yameinu, we're talking about.
I hate to say it, but I get
kibbutz galus.
I hate to say it, but if Mashiach came and built the beis hamikdash, do you really think most of the Jews would move or not?
We're almost there.
Right?
We already have rove.
We're almost there. I don't think it's rove yet. It's close. It's very close.
And how many are there in the world?
12 million worldwide.
Really, we're almost there?
We're almost there. Faster and faster.
Don't you see the Shvatim also?
Close.
What?
Very close.
For B.S. Kolchen? I don't know.
It's very close now.
At least for your film. Maybe enough for him.
Well, think about this is the Minchas Chinuch saying this. His time, correct?
Yeah.
His time period, you had Montefiore and a few guys with
the
windmills,
right? But what was his conception of Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash? I mean, it's very revealing.
Ezra couldn't get him along.
It's revealing. Like the Rambam says, he was going like the Rambam, Lishitas Otaka. That Anachanami, it's whoever builds the base of Mikdash is declared the Mashiach, and then that could be anybody, and that could be at any time.
Ben Gurion also.
Look, just like when the second bias was built, very few people came up. Yeah. They mean there's no guarantee. He's saying, even with the base of Mikdash, if Trumas and Maestros are not Midoraisa, now you're assuming for sure they'll be. He's saying, I don't know that.
You're sure, but it's going to be a different kind of Geula than Ezra.
It's not going to be Tchis HaMeisim. We paskin like Shmuel.
Wait a minute.
We paskin like Shmuel.
I'm having to think, let's stay in America. Right? I mean, think about it. The Beis HaMikdash comes down. This is CNN, you know? Beis HaMikdash just came from heaven, and we're going to stay here. It's going to be a different kind of rule. It's going to be like.
You sure what the Rambam means? What he means is that we won't bring it because it still won't be B.S. Kolchem?
Yeah.
That's what he means for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
He doesn't mean that...
He means the Beis HaMikdash itself will not change the situation and Trumas Maestros may still be Midrabbanan even with the Beis HaMikdash. That's his point. His point is, you might think Beis HaMikdash is built, we'll bring the Bechor. No! You need Trumas Maestros to be a Din Doraisa. That's his point.
I thought he meant that since these things pre-existed, the Beis HaMikdash, not Chayav, but Bechor that's born after the Beis HaMikdash, there will be Chayav.
I thought he means also that a Bechor is Kodesh Merechem,
right,
but it's determined at the state of its birth. If at the state of its birth it wasn't Chuyav, it doesn't become Kachim, later, it's not Chaz V'Neir, the mitzvah.
Yeah.
And Trumas and Maestros, the Tzvu will have to be Chal, that it's V'Chuyav and Trumas and Maestros.
Oh, that's true.
Once it's not, it's not forever.
No, I think that's what he said.
It doesn't mention B'Yaz Kulchem at all. It doesn't have B'Yaz. It's an issue that it has to be Chal at the time that the Bechor is born.
Right.
It's Kodesh Merechem. Once it's not, because it's not Chazil HaKrova, it's not the Hekesh, then forget it, it's over. The chiddush of that, that's even within my trumas of maestros. Kaddish from Rechma, I can understand.
Yeah,
even trumas of maestros, it's vua that was grown and doesn't have, it's not chal on it, even later doesn't have. That's more of a chiddush, but I think that's what it means.
Yeah.
It's not an issue of being a
school. If it hasn't got to shlush yet, then it
depends. It depends when you do the meruach.
Meruach, whatever, but it's not chaz v'neir.
When he says Vagam Lokesh Yabana Besamish Meherimenu, he's talking about something that's born now.
Yeah.
Cave and the Trumas of Maestros Enogim Ha Idna. I'm not so sure about that.
Since it's not Ha Idna, that's right. Since it's not Ha Idna now.
Well, what is bothering you that you want to interpret like that?
Because later on we'll have Bias Kulcha. First I thought what he meant. And then the Kasha, what do you mean? He means
that we want
Bias Kulcha later? He just said, if we do a Bias Kulcha, that's all talking about Bias Kulcha. So if we'll have Bias Kulcha, yes, if not, not to say it. He means that it's
I think he wants to point out and emphasize this idea that a Beis HaMikdash is not what determines Bechor, but what determines Bechor is a Chiyuv Trumas HaMaitis Midoraisa.
Right.
Which, by the way, is a Chiddush, because the Gemara never says that. When the Gemara says the Hekesh, the Gemara is saying, he's, by the way, adding on something. The Gemara has a Hekesh, and the Gemara says, Bechor Bechutz La'aretz, you don't, is Eino Roy L'Hakrava. Because Meiser Bechutz La'aretz is Eino Roy to be brought. So he's assuming, just like Chutz La'aretz, there's no Chiyuv Meiser, there's no Bechor, so too in Eretz Yisrael, if there's no Chiyuv Meiser because of lack of Bias Kulchem, so too.
He's taking the Hekesh.
I am not sure that's a slam dunk.
Right, he's taking another.
I don't know, you think it's a slam dunk that?
No.
I don't think that's what
he's learning. That's clear, he's learning that way.
He's learning almost like, again, Darshin and Time in the Cross. He's learning.
If you assume that.
Meaning the underlying sphere is you don't bring from Chutz La'aretz because the Hekesh to Meiser.
Yeah.
Whenever you're chayiv in Meiser, you're chayiv in Bechor. Right. Therefore, if you're not chayiv in Meiser, because you're not chayiv in Bechor. So too, in Eretz Yisrael, if you're lacking one of the qualifications for chayiv d'oraisa, for Meiser, therefore there's no Bechor.
So now the issue is...
I am not so sure if that's a given.
Okay, but
he's taking as a given.
Now step two, a point of infinite, Bechor is born now. It's not Roy LaKrova. It's not brought, even though Makriv and Shane Bias, because there's no Meiser brought. Now what happens tomorrow, the Beis HaMikdash is built. I think he's saying that same Bechor, which was born yesterday, once it was Potter, when it was born, it's Potter forever.
That's a very interesting halacha you're saying. And I'm not so sure he's saying it.
He's silent.
You think he's saying
it? It does become Kaddish, you just can't bring it. So there's no.
It has all the inherent Kaddush.
As soon as you could bring it,
I don't understand, if it inherently is Kaddosh and has is a Bechor, wouldn't you think the moment you could bring it, then that's it?
Why?
Unless you want to get fancy with Dichui.
Dichui, that's
okay. But don't get fancy with Dichui. Don't get fancy with Dichui.
No, but then why not? Why it's Kaddosh, but you bring it to sell, you can't be mad with it. But the logic, the same thing should apply to animals.
Well, I don't know if it's the same.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you on that one.
You have to talk about deeply.
I guess everyone would agree that this Bechor, even if it's a Hekesh to Meiser, that ain't Makriven, it's still also begins about Veda and all that.
Yeah. It has all Kedushas Bechor. It has all the Kedushas. Just the technicality can't be brought.
I don't know, still, I think we need someone Pirush on the.
Until it develops a moment. Until it develops a moment.
To say that he meant, he's saying, without even saying it, that it won't be when the Beis HaMikdash is built because we still don't have Bias Kulcha.
That seems to be what he's saying, by the way. Yeah. That's a simple
reading. Switching now? That, switching
no,
back?
No, no, no. I have to agree with what
the premise is.
He seems to be saying very clearly that even if Kishi Yabanda, it's still not going to be nice.
Say what?
I think again
he's saying it's going to be no better than Bayi Sheni. He's saying it's going to be no better than Bayi Sheni.
He said because Kibbutz Rosh Hashanah ain't no given be Idna. What do you mean Idna? It's not given then.
Meaning in our time, meaning if we would have a Beis HaMikdash in our time, if we'd have a Beis HaMikdash in our time, the Beis HaMikdash alone. And I think he wants to emphasize the Beis HaMikdash alone is not going to go ahead and allow you to be Makriv Bechor. I think that's his point. He's emphasizing that. Because that's his big Chiddush, which is an unbelievable Chiddush. Have to think about it. You know, this is one of the things.
But that does, that show, it reveals.
This is one of the things for the archaeologists to find the coin that it would have Bechor on it and then a Makriv Bechor. Because he's saying historically there was no Korban Bechor the whole Bayi Sheni. That's what he's saying. According to the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds Trumas HaMaestros is Midrabanan Bayi Sheni. Therefore, no bechor. That's interesting.
Bring any raya to me.
Amazing.
Doesn't bring any raya to me. Must be.
Well, the kam b'mitzvos mumim herachti b'nyanim elu krovim l'emes. Vashem emes yair einai b'toras emes.
He's not sure himself. He,
I don't. Not sure about this issue. He's not sure about. He's not sure about this approach in the Rambam.
Yeah.
Right. He's not sure about this approach in the Rambam, but it is a very.
He's not glad that many here.
Now he knows the truth.
Vine b'shasti l'andem avur dumitam knas efshel gan kei mari b'zman hazeh. After Mavur begit Memdal Amalaf, Moit Kodin Gil Amalaf, Im Tim Tzloma Tzorim, Ozen Bechor, Doraisa, Hanu Sheyoshlo, Iker Min HaTorah. Vayim B'marit Al-Gazi, Perek Hei, Besugi D'Shloshim B'nei HaKnesses, Matirim Bechor. Mevi Sham B'Shem Ha, Rav Gershon Me'er HaGodla, D'Mishnayis D'Pirkin, Mayri B'Zman HaZeh. Im Kein HaMishnah Tzorim, Ozen Bechor, Apugdu Rebbe Lozer V'Chom, Gam Kein Mayri B'Zman HaZeh. V'hagemara nishnas ala mishnah gan kei mayri b'zman hazeh. Alkeinu rak mishum kenasa kamo shibi'anu l'mala. Meaning all of those gemaras that say it's a knas, according to the Minchas Chinuch, would not apply b'zman hamikdash. Because b'zman hamikdash would not be a knas. B'zman hamikdash would be an isur d'oraisa. So he's saying you have to say all, he says the Rabbeinu Gershon seems to indicate, other people seem to indicate all of those gemaras that speak about a knas, say it's referring to Bizman Hazeh. Okay. Let's continue. We have Ois Yudalit. Now we're getting into a total different topic. The topic of who can tell you whether this mum is a mum that matters the Bechor. So there's a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think it's Hayam and Aleph. I'm not 100% sure. Where it talks about there are three types of smicha.
Yeah.
There's Yora Yora, there's Yodin Yodin, and there's Yatir. Yora Yora is in Basim Bechol of Taruvas. Yodin Yodin is in Dirim Amanos. Yatir is in Yatir Bechoris. There was a special smicha given just in order to be able to be Roa Mumim and to know which Mum is a Mum that is Matir the Bechor. So the question is, who can be Matir a Bechor? Ayin Rambam compare Gimel Halach Alf Ubeis the Tzorach Mumcha. You need someone with specific smicha. He has to have a cloth that says Yatir. Shenasin lo hanasi shebe'et sol rishus. The nasi in Eretz Yisrael has to give you rishus, the Gemara says. Va'afilu b'mum, you know how people paskin for themselves as davar pashut? Even if the animal is missing a leg. Va'afilu b'mum galui v'gadol tzorach dafka mumcha. V'im ein sham mumcha, let's say there are no mumcha. For instance, in Chutlaritz. There's this idea, how does a Bezdin ever sit in Chutz La'aretz? Midorai, so you need a mumcha on every Bezdin. Right, Dinei, that's the first sugya in Sanhedrin. How in the world can any Bezdin sit? We have no mumchim, we have no smuchim b'zman hazeh. Because the smicha that people have is not real smicha. The real smicha is ish mi Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And we don't have real smicha. So how in the world could we, Bizman HaZeh, have a Bezdin? So the answer is, first of all, there's certain things we don't have. Dine Kenasos, we don't have Bizman HaZeh, because we have no Mumchen. But the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Bezman Gimel and Aleph, say, really, you need a Mumchen Midoraisa. So how could we pass Bizman HaZeh? So the Gemara in Gittin says, Shlichu Sai Ka'avdinan Lay. The Mumchen in Eretz Yisrael, at a certain point in history, said, we are transferring our power that we have as mumchim to everyone in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, there is a case where you don't need a mumche.
Don't they have to be alive to be shluchim?
No, there's this general rule that they gave it to the head yoytas, and that's it. It stands forever. The Gemara says shluchim is like havdinan way. There are shluchim forever. That's the Gemara's lashon. You don't like it?
No, it's something different. It's not real shluchim. Okay.
I think it's Gemara's lashon. Shluchim is like havdinan.
Anyway, I don't know if you can make a say to somebody to be a raw. A raw for shluchim, it's a mitzvah. I tell you, but good.
That's in a way they're shluchim. They gave us the right to do it. We're doing their job. We're not shluchim.
It's obviously a power that was given to them, and they had a right to give the power away.
We're doing their job.
It was just a power. That's all. It's not
shluchim.
They confer the power.
So too by a bechor, you really need a mumcha. Va'im ein sham mumcha, niter al yedei shlosha b'nei hakneses. B'nei hakneses sounds fancy, but at the end of the day, it just means hadyotos. Just means regular people.
But why didn't they give this power over also, the bechor power?
Because life has to.
They did. That's how Gimel can do it. That's how Gimel hadyotos can do it.
Bechor, they can? Bechor?
Gimel, we just have Bechor, you need a mumcha chetchila.
I thought it's for everything else.
V'im ein sham mumcha, right? Niter al yedei gimel shlosha b'nei ha-knesses. V'davka b'mum golu muvhok, go nishbur ragla. V'chein Bechor sheyotz l'chotzorz v'nofa b'mum muvhok, niter al yedei shlosha b'nei ha-knesses. Akam ha-shono. V'ayin lecha mishnah shem alocha b'ez hiksha. Shinira midivra rabam, the Bechor be'aretz v'chutzorz shovim. אם יש שם מומחה צורך מומחה דווקא, ואם אין שם מומחה נטר על פי שלושה בני הכנסת, which doesn't seem to be like the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that I will only allow Gimel Hadyotos בחוצרץ. אם כן, כיוון דה רמב"ם מסכה דנטר על ידי שלושה בני הכנסת, ומשמע אף בארץ ישראל, אם כן, למה כוסף אחר כך וכן בכל שיוץ לחוצרץ? תוכל שכן מארץ ישראל. ויהיה במרמת ארגזי, בסוגי דבחור סלום ובן בייס, הרך לפעמות בדברי הרם ובדברי תייסי בסוגי שם, ומסכי תארטה. אם יש חילוק בין זמן הזה לזמן המקדוש ובין ארץ ישראל וחוץ לארץ. So the question is, there's a big question, where in the world would we allow Gimel Hadyotos? וכוסף שנירה לו עיקר הגרסה ברמב"ם, וכן בחור שנולד בחוץ לארץ. מי ניסן הבחור שיוצא לחוץ לארץ, but only a בחור that is born in חוץ לארץ. והגירסה הכסוב לפנינו הוא כפי הגירסה הראשונה שאלו ראשונים ברמב״ם כאן פרק אלף הלכה ה' דבחור הנולד בחוצרץ הוא חולין על כורך הצורך לגרוץ כאן שיוצא לחוצרץ דם נולד בחוצרץ הרי זה חולין גמורין אבל הגירסה שמצא כסף משנה דרם סובד גם בחור הנולד בחוצרץ הוא בחור גמור רק דעים הקריבן אם כן כאן הגירסה בחור שנולד בחוצרץ אין שם שביר הדינים This is the famous Musaf work, right? Chutz mi nige atzma, right? Every Musaf sefer basically has a form of that. Kein hu b'mishnah, that's from the Goyim, Perk Beis, the Goyim halot mishnah hei. B'shas b'chor slamet alef ha-ma'af. Chein kasvar ram kan per gimol alech alef. V'davka b'yochid mumcha. Interesting. I am, even though I'm a mumcha, and I have smicha for mati b'chayres, I cannot be roya my own animal. But if I sit in a bezin of three, I could be one of the three.
Is this a drabbanon that you can't do it? I mean.
I'm not sure. It's a
Adam karvet zelatzma. What's the issue? By yisurim normally it's not an issue, right? But this is mamonis, is that the issue?
No, because the mocker is the goyim, saras. Meaning a kohen is not allowed to look at his own neged to say tahar. Ain adam roi nigei atzmo. That din derabanan din deraisa, I'm not sure.
It's like a karev. But a karev they can do. It's only themselves they can
right.
do.
Right. But tlasa rishoy lios echmeyam abayim. Mavu b'shach sham the tlos lo chashidei v'ein rashi sham demas chutz nirmid varv the koyin havi le bailim v'os laharos laatzma v'chein nir apashat Yisrael lav bailim havi afilu ba'odah b'shusa afilu yesh b'mum tzorech libno l'koyin ach l'fizeh b'sofik b'chor im nolad b'mum o shenof l'Yisrael b'chor tam me'avi imo kohen the lo yitain hu l'koyin acher osu la'eres da'al sh'atzmo eino nema Vayem Rash bin Nagoyim Shom Shehiksha Mikam Makamas, the Mavor, the Chacham Mutab Horus La Atzma. Vayem Shom Bechoris Betos Dir Maskh Daha, the Territz the Davka Hechadit Chazak is Sura, also the Horus La Atzma. Avohecha the Lowit Chazak Mutab Horus. Interesting clown, no? The Khan Havis Chazak is Sura, the animal's born a Bechor, correct?
Right.
Then Nolad Bomum. So the Loch is it's Chazak is Sura. Vayein Tazio de Simon Shinir Besif Cotton Dog, the Simon Chesif Cotton Dog.
He was born by the Baal Mum. Even if it came out as a Baal Mum.
It's still a Chazak Yisura? You think so?
Apparently, he's not making a distinction. They're not saying it's not of a.
What's what he says now? Im ken nira the sofek bechor b'yad Yisrael or sofek bechor koyin shenolot etzlo kevin deloit chazik Yisura yochal liros hamum lahiros. So why isn't that in chazik Yisura? Because it's only a sofek. V'gam nira dim nolot habechor b'muma. Gam came with the Lahor's thoughts, but came with Chazak Yisura.
See? He's saying that, right.
I am the Beit of Beis, but Sugi the Bechor Shanafel Labor. Vish of Habo Zevalor, Isi Bishanach Shum Chilah.
But it comes in the Bechor inside.
The regular Bechor, when it's Beyad Yisrael can say what it's a moment.
That's what he says, because it's not his moment, because he's got to give it away. Interesting. Where are we up to? I want to see on this. We up to?
Finish one paragraph. We'll finish it in the next
class. Next time we'll start the next. One more paragraph. L'chora eni mevin l'divrei harash de eno moral nafshein b'tchazik yisura. Im ken hei chocham moira l'acherim b'tchazik yisura. De eile echor eno nam neman b'mochem chazaki lo shehu b'yada. That's Shitas Taisfus where Gittin bezal beis, right?
Yeah.
Kein hu das roiv harishanim. Ach l'shitas hamordechai ish kosher neman. Let me ask you a question. When a chacham is meira halacha, that's under the rubric of eid echonem bisurin. Doesn't seem. I mean, it's strange that he's saying, how in the world can a chacham go ahead and paskin by a mum? Say that's the scenario where a yochid mumcha paskins by a mum in the case of Chazak Yisura, because how can you paskin by a mum in Chazak Yisura? And Eid Echad is not Neman be Isurin neged Chazaka. Is paskining the same getter as Eid Echad Neman? I might say Eid Echad is not Neman neged Chazak Yisura, but nevertheless, the guy can paskin. In other words, isn't it two separate questions? In other words, he seems to be mixing the two ideas of Eid Echad Neman and paskining.
I mean, when he says chacham, he means chacham in the guise of like a dayan of a bezdin, or yeah. Chacham just that he's
no, I think
to this area.
No, I think he means someone who's a mati bechor.
Why would you need edus?
Look, he says for acherim. In came lama chacham means so. How could anyone pass unless smicha for bechoras? Neman lahoris laacherim b'makom chazaka. He's saying because is not neman neged chazak yisura. But does that apply to paskening also? Meaning, what does psak have to do with eid echad? Am I missing something? Lama kasher yochid mumche liros b'choras acherim kevin deit chazak yisura.
Isn't he quoting somebody? He's quoting the Divya Rosh. Dana Moril l'nafshei b'chazak.
So I'm reading a footnote now. Yesh tzidet shekol dinei nemonos eid echad nemur rakish shemayid levar hamitzias. Aval chacham shemura halacha lo choshev eidus.
That's the
thing. It's pashut. Aval nemur acherim af neged chazaka. Chein mashmi avur b'shulchan aruch.
But what does he mean by this? At the beginning, where he said the Devei Rosh, Dainan Mara, Lenafshe, this Chazak Yisura. He's quoting somebody who says it.
Again, Lechorein, where Devei Rosh.
Devei Rosh, Dainan Mara, Lenafshe.
Meaning, the Shitas HaRosh is in the guy that when it says that a person, Ein Adam Roy Nige Atzmo, a person cannot paskin for himself, is only when it's Chazak Yisura. But so he's saying, very good, he can't paskin for himself. But now he's asking, how can even another chacham paskin for him? The other chacham is like an eid echad nem bisurin. And just like an eid echad nem bisurin is not never neged ischazik yisura, how could someone paskin? I don't understand. I really don't understand. Isn't that chilek adavar pashut? The Reach and Emisson is being Mavar Metzias, Nikur, not Nikur, Kosher Treif, Shkita, not Shkita. He's not Paskin, this is Psak Halacha. I don't get it. Am I, tell me out. Am I, well, I'm a Kosher Yochid
Mumch.
That's a very nice footnote, but at the end of the day, the Minchas Chinuch says it. So what is he thinking?
Who wrote the footnote?
The footnote is here. Who do they call? Yeshut Tzideid. Doesn't really say Shevile David? Yeah. Know who the Shevile David is?
No.
Look, at the end of the day, the Minchas Chinuch is asking this question, correct? We have to understand where he's coming from. Because it seems very strange to mix the two ideas.
But a woman is Naaman, it brings out that she's Naaman, and that's his chazik.
Kolomor hadero posglacher humishum davi milsa davide leglule. De ulai yeshua habalim chacham macherim. Vabidei ulai lo yeshua mikokom tzorich ion ve'en kaim makom elahar.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.